Spokane County Health Officer Bob Lutz says advice from the Washington Department of Health about when to test people for the coronavirus is changing.
There'll be new guidance coming out this week to healthcare professionals that will be talking about the importance of testing anybody, I emphasize, who has symptoms that are suggestive of COVID-19. So where in the past we were very restrictive about saying fever or cough or shortness of breath.
And now he says the goal is to test more people. That means, he says, that the state and county will have to procure more tests to carry out the new guidelines. This comes just a few days after the state announced it would recall 12,000 COVID test kits that may be tainted. Some of those were sent to local health districts.
We have certainly received materials from DOH as to whether or not they were some of that tainted lot. We are looking at that, and hopefully we'll have more information going forward. That was really important information for us to find out. We have, I wouldn't say a huge collection, but we've certainly received materials from them in the past.
Spokane's health district reports 313 confirmed cases, including 15 new ones over the weekend and 17 deaths. Washington State reports more than 11,700 cases and more than 600 deaths. Yakima County has the highest number of cases in eastern Washington, around 800. Idaho reports 1,672 confirmed and probable cases, though only four yesterday, and 45 deaths. In North Idaho, Kootenai County leads the way with 51. That's less than a tenth the number in the leading county, Ada, and still no deaths in Kootenai County. Nez Perce County has 22 cases, Bonner County 4, and Latah 3. Shoshone, Boundary, and Benoit counties have yet to see confirmed cases. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.